Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Heal and deliver all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land.
I thank you for allowing my Uncle Malachi to come home out of the hospital in Greensboro, North Carolina on yesterday. Continue to touch and heal and strengthen his body. And not only him, but all those that are sick and afflicted, all those that are suffering from the coronavirus or whatever ailment that they're dealing with, whether spiritual, mentally, or physically, even financially, Lord, bless them, strengthen them, and let them know that it's you who have healed them so that they won't be ashamed, but that the world knows that it was you who have healed them in the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up all those that have grieved all over the land. Continue to let them feel your presence, your peace, and your joy, even in their hour of bereavement. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come now and lift up all those that may be tuning in on tonight through this worldwide ministry and platform that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, that are spiritually blind. It's our hope, our prayer and desire that through your man of God on tonight and through your word, through your Holy Spirit, as they hear your word, and because that you will convict them and they will open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name. And once they're saved, they will come to know the individual God's purpose. They will live in it, they will walk in it, and they will fulfill it in the earth where the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tuned in, and even to the new listeners on tonight. Bless each one of them and bless them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. Have your way, Lord. Help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you alone will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we have another spiritual food for thought. As you all know, we always have a spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, a person of words but not of deeds is like a garden with no flowers. Only weeds. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. A person of words but not of deeds is like a garden with no flowers, only weeds. But on tonight, as I said earlier, I have a special guest on tonight, a young man of God, a young pastor. Pastor Dwight Wise, he is the pastor of Faith Elevation Ministry. He is the pastor of this church and of this ministry. So he's going to be bringing forth God's word on tonight very shortly. Before we go into our music break, I have one announcement that I'd like to make. And I am so proud of what God, and I'm so excited about what God is doing in my younger sister's life. For those of you that follow this broadcast, you know that she is an author of children's books. She is a gospel playwright. And she has written a movie that's going to be released very soon about anyone that suffers from PTSD, especially those that have served in the military, like she did and like I did myself and most of our family members who served in the military. And so a lot of people that served in the military, but not only for those in the military that served in the service, but a lot of people are suffering from PTSD. And God has blessed her to write a movie about it, and it's going to be released very soon. It's titled Silent War, so you want to be on the lookout for that. Her name is Demetta Burney. And God has also blessed her to write another children's book. Her latest children's book is titled The Littlest Guard at the Gate. And also her other children's book is titled The Best of Joy. Both of these children's books are available at Amazon.com. Now her website is up, and this website is on behalf of her latest book, The Littlest Guard at the Gate. Through this website, joshtheguard.com, and I'm going to give that to you again very shortly. Through this website, you can purchase The Littlest Guard at the Gate book. He has a comic book, not a comic book, but a coloring book. He has a puzzle, a wood puzzle with Josh the Guard. He has a little pillow that the little children like to carry around in the car when they go on long trips. There's a variety of T-shirts with Josh the Guard on it, and other items that can be purchased with Josh the Guard. It all boils down to The Littlest Guard at the Gate. And you can go to her website and order these items for your little children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, and even teachers around the country are ordering items for their children, for their students. Again, my sister's name is Donata Barney, and her website where you can purchase all these items with Josh the Guard, the website is www.josh.guard.com. Once again, you can go to her website and order all of these items in a kit, or you can order them separately. You will see all of these items on her website. go to our music break. And following the music break, we're going to come back. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask Pastor Wise if you could do this for me right now before we do our music break. Pastor Wise, if you don't mind, would you please share with me and the worldwide listeners a testimony, please? We're going to go to our music break.
Thank you for having me. And, yes, I'm so happy to give a testimony. A couple weeks ago, I was on a Saturday. I was driving on a freeway, and I seen a car in front of me. I was 2 feet behind a car, and I seen this car in front of me stop abruptly. And so that caused me to stop abruptly as well. As I was stopping, I hit an ice spot. And when I hit an ice spot, that caused me to start swerving out of control. As I was swerving out of control, I had to remember that the Lord was by my side. And as I was, going in a circle, I realized that I was facing towards traffic. Thank God that there was no traffic coming towards me immediately. But there were traffic that was coming, but it was far enough for them to see me, and it was far enough for them to react just in time before they could hit me. And so I end up in the process of hitting another car on the side, and we both were facing traffic. And so by the grace of God, we were able to get on the side of the freeway safely and not be killed by ongoing traffic. And so I am thankful to be here on today to be able to talk to you guys today, because I realize it was only by the grace of God that I'm here today and that I was saved, because it could have happened so much different.
Yes, you are absolutely right, devil. Nobody but God. See, the enemy has another plan. See, the enemy has, he do have some power, but he has limited power. But like you said, and I like what you said, it's incredible, by the grace of God, because he was heading towards oncoming traffic, but he allowed it to be so that they was able to see you in time, where they were able to stop. Because like you said, it could have turned out, and it could have been a lot worse. But again, by the grace of God, he spared your life. So this is a powerful testimony. And I thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight, Pastor Wise, because as I always let the listeners know, for the first time that comes on this platform, I always have them share the testimony, because God said in his word that he would share his glory with no one. So if someone needed to hear that testimony, they may not be in the same situation that you're in, but they need to know that God is in total control. Even though the enemy tried to take you out, we thank God that you are still here, because we know that God still has more work yet for you to do, and the enemy was trying to stop you. But by the grace of God, you are still here. So we thank you for sharing that powerful testimony, giving God the glory that he spared your life. So right now, we're going to go to our music break right now, and we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Dwight Wise. And as I said earlier, I pray that you, the listeners, have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Down to 32.
Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice. And I will sing.
mighty Savior. Come on, my soul loves thee.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. You know what? Just like I said in the prayer, through it all, no matter what it looks like, we have to give God praise because he is still in control. The enemy thinks that he's in control, but the Lord, our God, the Most High God, our Creator, our Heavenly Father, thank God that he is in total control at all times. He don't slumber nor sleep. So right now, we've got to get ready to yield the mic to Pastor Delight Wise. Once again, he's the pastor of Faith Elevation Ministries in Michigan. I want to re-stress this spiritual food of thought before he comes on. Once again, because I see we have some listeners that just dialed in, and I'm sure they did not hear the spiritual food of thought. And I think this is a powerful spiritual food of thought for tonight. Once again, it says, a person of words but not of deeds is like a garden with no flowers, only weeds. That's a powerful statement on tonight. And I also want to let the listeners know that I do accept all comments and feedback. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com. And once again, you are listening to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. So right now, I yield the mic to Pastor Delight Wise.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hope everyone can hear me on today. But I just want to say happy Valentine's Day. And just please don't wait till tomorrow to get somebody love. Tomorrow is not promised to no one. But on today, I would like to share a message with you. It's called Holding On to Your Promise. Holding On to Your Promise. And I'm coming from the scripture Genesis 32. Verses 22 through 32. And I'm going to read, and it's a very familiar scripture. It says, that night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. The man asked him, what is your name? Jacob, he answered. Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. Jacob said, please tell me your name. But he replied, why do you ask my name? Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, it is because I saw God's face to face, and yet my life was spared. The sun rose above him as he passed, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israel do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. Like I said, I want to come from the message of hold on to your promise. To those that's been in the church for years and years, this is a very familiar passage. And I'd just like to go through it and just show you some biblical truth to it. On this year, we, as you know, it's a lot that we need to hold on to. We need to hold on to our faith. We need to hold on to our insanity. We need to hold on to our love. It's a lot of things we need to hold on. But most of all, we need to hold on to God's word. We need to hold on to God's word. And so as I was going through the scripture and as I was meditating, I thought about this character named Jacob. This character named Jacob, he was a man that was born a part of being a twin. He was a twin at one time, and he had a brother named Esau. And the situation go like this. Jacob was a man that was loved by God, but the scriptures say God had hated Esau. And there's always was a war between Jacob and Esau. Jacob was loved by his mother, but he was hated by his father. Esau was loved by his father, but was hated by his mother. We see that in scripture that Jacob had to always prove himself to his father. And the problem was Esau was the firstborn. And so with that being said, in the ancient culture, the firstborn always got the inheritance of the father, always got the blessings of the father. But the problem was Jacob was a deceiver. His name even means deceiver. And Jacob, he chose to deceive his father by killing an animal that was very hairy, because Esau was very hairy, and disguised himself as Esau because his father was blind, so that he can so his father could touch him and get give Jacob the firstborn blessing. The story has it that Esau found out that his father gave his blessing, his inheritance, to Jacob, and Esau was very upset. We know that in the story of Genesis 32, that Jacob was told to go back to his native land, go back to the place where his brother Esau lived. And so therefore, that tells me that God has some unfinished business with Jacob. God had to send Jacob back to his homeland after he spent some time away from Esau, because he had to run away from Esau because he was afraid that Esau would kill him. But by this time, when God told him to go back to his homeland where his brother was living, Jacob was wealthy. He was rich. And so Jacob decided to appease his brothers and get his brother's favor by sending gifts to his brothers, so that his brothers and his servants, so that Esau would not kill him and his family, because he was afraid that Esau would kill him because of what he did and by stealing his birthright. So as the story goes on, we see here that and if you read earlier in the chapter in Genesis 32, we see here that Jacob had to go into prayer. He had to go into prayer and remind God of what he promised to him long before. And he had to remind God of the promises that he that was promised to Jacob and to his descendants, that Jacob was going to be a blessed and holy nation. His descendants was going to become a holy and blessed nation that will bless the whole world, that he was going to have inheritance because of the blessing of his father, because he got the birthright. And therefore, he got the birthright and he got the blessing because he got the blessing of the firstborn child. And so therefore, he had to remind God of his promise. But as the time went, the conversation between him and God and Jacob became very intense. And so it became so intense that he had to wrestle with God. And as he was wrestling with God, he overpowered the pre-incarnated Jesus Christ. He wrestled and he overpowered the pre-incarnated Jesus Christ. And so therefore, as he overpowered him, the God and told him to let me go. But Jacob said, I'm going to hold on to you until you bless me. And so I want to talk to somebody today about holding on to the word of God that God gave you from the beginning, holding on to that promise that God has given you so that when times get rough, you're not going to allow your faith to fail on you. I think about a car. Sometimes if you have a flat tire, sometimes you got to hold on until you get to the air pump. You got to continue to go forward so that you can get your tire. Because sometimes our faith go inflated sometimes, just like that tire. And sometimes you have to pump up your faith. And so he decided to remind God of the promises that was told to him. And so that's how you pump up your faith in this season. You pump up your faith by reminding God of his word, by giving his word back to him. When you give the word back to God, you become a defense attorney. And when you argue your case, God, he cannot argue with his word because he is responsible for delivering his word. He is held accountable for the word. And so I am encouraging you to hold on to the word, hold on to the promises of God. And then I want to also ask you and challenge you to never give up in prayer. Never give up. If you've been praying for something for years and years, don't give up. God had to really challenge Jacob. He had to turn up the heat in Jacob's life. He had to cause Jacob to go back to his homeland so that he can face his past. He had to cause Jacob to go back to his homeland so that he can basically develop his character. Because we got to understand, when Jacob wrestled with God, he didn't just get the blessing that he was asking for, which was protection over his family, but he got much more than that. He got character development because his name changed from Jacob to Israel. Jacob means deceiver, and Israel means strive with God. And so I'm encouraging you, when you pray, expect more than what you pray for. Expect character development because you're going to need character where you're going. You're going to need character in order to receive the blessings that God has for you in this next season. And so what I'm asking you today, when you pray, be willing to adjust. Be willing to adjust some things that's going on in your life. You need to adjust so that you can have a larger capacity to receive what God has been promising you throughout the years. If you don't adjust, then you cannot receive what God has been trying to promise you throughout the years. And so therefore, as he was wrestling with God, he didn't just receive what he was asking for, but he receives a whole lot more, a name change, which is an identity change. He went from being a deceiver to being a man that strives with God. Do you want to be a person that strives with God? A person that's willing to walk with God? A person that's willing to have a relationship with God? And it's so important in this century that we learn how to strive with God. Even though times get tough, we got to learn how to be tough, but be tough with God. We got to learn how to bear situations and understanding that we are not alone. I love Michael Jackson's song, and he said he have a song called "You and I Are Not Alone." You are not is, and we got to understand when you are alone with God, it's an intimate relationship. And there are some things that God wants to tell you. There's some things that God wants to reveal to you. But in order for God to reveal some things to you, you're going to have to adjust. And so when you go back to the story of Jacob had to send his family a way in order for him to wrestle with God, in order for him to have an intense conversation with God? Are you adjusting your schedule in this season? Are you adjusting your diet in this season? Maybe you need to fast. Are you adjusting how you spend your money? Maybe you need to practice discipline. Maybe you need to learn more about stewardship in order for God to really bless you with the thing that you're asking for. Whatever it is, God, he has something more for you. He requires more from you in this century, in this season. And so, therefore, in order to get the answer to your prayers, in order to see God's promise in your life to be fulfilled, you need to adjust some things in your life, which is you need to understand the requirement that God has for you. And so I am so thankful for this word, because as I'm learning how to pray, as I'm learning how to wrestle with God, I'm learning how to be more serious within my prayer life. I'm learning how, if you want whatever God has for you, then you need to learn how to go hard in prayer. You need to learn how to go to war in prayer. The Bible says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but spiritual darkness and principalities in this world. And so, therefore, you need to not take what's happening to you personally. You need to go into prayer, and you need to discover what it is that you need to go to war in. You need to go to war through your prayer life. Sometimes we get so focused on what people is doing to us and not seeing what God's doing for us. And so I love this about Jacob, that he didn't just approach the situation in the natural way, but he approached the situation in a spiritual way. He didn't try to approach his brother before he went to prayer. He went to prayer, then he approached his brother. And so I love how when we go in the scripture, we see that Jacob, he wrestled with God to get the blessing that he needed. And when you go to the next chapter in Genesis chapter 33, God chose to change Esau's heart from a heart of bitterness to a heart of forgiveness, to the point when Jacob met up with his brother Esau, Esau embraced Jacob in all love. And so I love that, because God is able to turn our enemies to friends. I don't know about you, but I know there's somebody out there that needs some reconciliation, maybe needs some reconciliation with their brothers or sisters or their mother or that family member that was torn apart some years ago. I don't know who that is, but I just know that God, he is a way maker. I know that God, he still answers prayers. I know that God, he will fulfill his word. I know that God, he is not a liar, and he will do the thing that he say he will do. And so my prayer is on today is that you hold on to the word that God has given you on your situation. Find a word that's applying to your situation now and hold on to it. I don't care if you got to cry. I don't care if you got to get ugly. This is not the time to be cute. This is the time to go into prayer and go to war. When you go to war, you're not focused on how you look. You are just focused on whether or not you're going to win the battle. And so your focus right now is to go to war in your prayer life. And so I am trusting and believing that whoever is listening right now, that you are, that you know that you are well equipped for the war that you're going into in this season. And this season, even though we are in the season of love, we are in the weekend of Valentine's Day, sometimes love requires us to go to war. Sometimes love requires us to not fight with the person that we are with, but fight with the spirit that's behind them, the spirit that's behind them that's causing the friction, causing division. Sometimes we got to go to war with the spirit that's behind the division, the confusion, and rebuke that thing through prayer. And so that's my message on today. Hold on to the word and go to work in your prayers.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Wise. I like what you just said, how you ended up with your message on tonight, because I say this quite often, and I learned this through a pastor in Bible studies one day. Sometimes we get so caught up and looking at people when they are doing evil things or they're not being them, they're not their normal self. He taught us that day in Bible class, and I hold fast to it because I found out it to be true, that we need to stop looking at people and look, like you said, look beyond the person and see who is causing them to act that way. If you know that's not their normal character and they are out of character doing the same things that they don't normally say or do, you know we have to look beyond them and see that it's the enemy, and we have to rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. And so that's what Jesus did. He cast out demons and devils. He cast them out because he, even though he was looking at the person's, whatever the situation they was in, demonic spirits or whatever, he called those spirits out, and he cast them out in the name of Jesus. He cast them out because he was looking beyond the person, knowing that it was the enemy that was causing them to act that way. And so that's what we have to do as people of God today. Just like you said through the word on tonight, Pastor Wise, that's what we need to do because the word says the battle is not yours, it belongs to the Lord. So when we see someone, whether it's a family member, someone in our job, or our neighbor or a friend, that's, again, acting out of character and they're doing things they don't normally do, and we know that it's of the enemy, we need to cast that thing out in prayer and in the name of Jesus. And don't look at the person, look at who's causing them to act that way. That's nobody but the enemy. We rebuke that enemy in the name of Jesus. It was a powerful message on tonight. I want to say thank you for coming forth on this worldwide platform, delivering God's word on tonight. This is your first time on this worldwide platform, and if it be the Lord's will, look forward to having you back on again at a later date. But before I release you on tonight, I'm going to give you an opportunity to share with the worldwide listeners how you can be reached, because right now I know that you're doing your services through Facebook. Could you, if you don't remember your Facebook information, all I could do is I'm going to let the listeners know, and I'll let you know right now that for any new listener, all of my shows are kept in archives, and that's what I learned about this ministry. All the shows are kept in archives, so I would say about 10 minutes after we go off the air, if you go to my website, you can pull up this show, and you can hear this message all over again, and these shows are kept in archives for years. And so that's what I love about this. So, Pastor Wise, if there's any listeners on the line that might want to get in contact with you, how could the listeners get in contact with you?
Okay, well, you can get in contact with me through my Facebook page, Dwight Wise, and you can go that way. And also, you can go to my email. It's DWIGHTWISE 46@gmail.com. So again, it's DwightWise46@gmail.com. It's my full name, DwightWise46@gmail.com. And again, you can follow me through my Facebook page. The page is Faith Elevation International Ministries. Faith Elevation International Ministry on my YouTube page. And so and we also have a Facebook page as well. So there's many ways you can get a hold of me. I would put the information on your Facebook page, and that way you can get in contact with me. And so thanks a lot for having me on today.
No problem. And you are also, your service is live on Facebook every Sunday?
One more time?
Your services, you do your message on Facebook live each Sunday. What time do you do your service?
Yes, on Sunday at 1 p.m. and then also on Zoom. And so I will encourage the listeners to check out your page, because I'm pretty sure you're going to share the flyer that I sent you through text, and then also check out my page. You will see the flyer as well if you would like to join me through Zoom, or you can just join me on Facebook. But it's Dwight Wise, and you will find a light-skinned guy on my page that looks like me.
Okay, hold on just one second. While I have you on the line, I'm going to go to my Facebook page now so I can give them your information for your you hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Why come on the air on Facebook for those of you that are listening every Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. His meeting ID
is 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm going to write this down. His meeting ID number is 271-912-5686. Once again, his meeting ID number is 271-912-5686, and the passcode is 1464. Once again, his passcode is 1464. That's for his ministry. It comes on each Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pastor Wise, is there anyone that you'd like to give any shout-outs to at this time?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to all my Faith Elevation family. I want to give a shout-out to Faithful 15. Tia's over it, Tia Smith. You can follow her on Facebook as well. And I just want to give a shout-out to all the ones that are listening. Thank you for having me again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm just going to pray, continue to lift you up in prayer that you will continue to be the young man that God has called you and anointed and appointed for you to be for such a time as this. You are definitely preaching God's word, and you are a great asset to the kingdom of God. And that's what he's looking for, doers of his word and not just hearers only. So you continue to stay strong in the Lord, and you continue to keep the faith, and you continue to preach and teach God's word as he lead and guide you through his Holy Spirit. And as you do that, the best for you and your ministry and the works of your hands, the best for you is still yet to come. So I just want to give you those encouraging words on tonight. And again, if the Lord sees fit, I would definitely have you back on again so you can deliver another word of God to the people of God through this worldwide platform. Again, my website, for those of you that may want to go back to the website, if you didn't catch the message from Pastor Wise from the beginning, you can go to my website for the show. Once again, it's Blog Talk Radio, B-L-O-G, Blog Talk Radio, .com/servants with an S on the end, servants, ambassadors, vessels. Or if you go to my Facebook page, you will see the flyer with Pastor Dwight Wise picture on it, and you will see the link to my worldwide radio show and how to go to the archives, and you can listen to the message all over again. So once again, Pastor Wise, I want to say thank you, and you keep up the great work for the building of God's kingdom here on earth, and the best with you is yet to come. So we're going to close out in prayer. We're going to go off a little early tonight, but we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us first and for loving us in spite of ourselves. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend toward us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know it will never lose its power. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you are in total control, no matter what it looks like. We thank you that all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And you said in your word that once we're in your hands, nothing and no one can pluck us out. So you are our promise keeper. So we just love you for who you are. We bless your name. We give you the glory, honor, and praise. We love you. Thank you for loving us first and loving us better than we can ever love ourselves. Heavenly Father, we lift up every listener that faithfully tunes into this ministry. Continue to bless each one of them. Continue to bless Pastor Dwight Wise, the works of his hands, and the ministry that you have placed him over, that it will be all that you have called for it to be, that you will be glorified through him and through that ministry. And all those that faithfully tuned into this ministry, Heavenly Father, bless them. Grant them the desires of their heart is our prayer. And on tomorrow, Heavenly Father, as your word is ready to go forth through your men and women of God all over the land, it's our prayer and hope and desire that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word, as you use your men and women of God to teach and preach your word on tomorrow through the Holy Spirit. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. We love you. Again, we thank you for loving us first in spite of ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll continue to be blessed of the Lord on this coming Thursday. Brother Benny Gaskill will be bringing forth a word from the Lord on this coming Thursday, another special guest. Brother Benny Gaskill will be my special guest on the 18th of February, the next Thursday. He will be bringing forth God's word. And then on the Saturday, the 20th, Deacon Edward Blakely, the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and where I am the musician, will be bringing forth God's word on the 20th, the third Saturday in this month. So I want to give a shout out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family and the Morning Star Baptist Church family, where I serve as a musician. I'd like to give them all a great shout out. So we got to close out once again on tonight. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue of the Lord. Good night.
Good night.